Artist applications are currently being accepted for the creation of art in public places at the new Department of Environmental Quality Technical Support Center in Salt Lake City, a building used for storage and laboratory work for the department. Jim Glenn, who manages the public art program for the Utah Division of Arts and Museums, says public art is different than simply going to a gallery and buying artwork for a building.
The artist is responding to the project. In this case, you're asking the artist to respond to either the architecture or the mission of the agency that's housed in that building. Sometimes the artist can respond to the community around the facility or how the architect designs the building.
The selection committee with the agency is looking for artists who will honor the department's mission, which is safeguarding Utah's air, land, and water. There are qualifications for artistic applicants.
The committee would prefer that the artists have previous experience in public art, but it's not necessarily a requirement. They need to demonstrate their capability of completing the project as they propose it.
An applicant must first submit a letter of interest, 6 images of their work, and a resume. The applications are reviewed online by the committee, and the pool for applicants is narrowed. The agency's full committee meets and narrows the selection down to 3 or 4 finalists who will then present a full proposal.
Finalists are asked to present to the selection committee with some kind of representation of what they're proposing, either in model or rendering or drawing, as well as their projected budget for the project and the timeline of when they anticipate reaching certain milestones and completion of the work.
2 other projects are currently underway for Southern Utah University's School of Business and Utah State University's new Life Sciences building. The application deadline for this project is June 30th. For more information, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Nicole Heaps.